Welcome back to the Sports Bash on 97.3 ESPN FM. I'm Ryan Messick, joined now by Eagles great Brian Westbrook, who retired yesterday as an Eagle. Brian, first of all, thanks for coming on and congrats on a great career.
Well, thank you for having me on tonight. You know, my career was, I was blessed enough to play with very good people and was able to have some success.
How does it feel the day after your retirement, waking up this morning? What kind of emotions are you feeling today?
Well, I'm just happy. I'm happy that I was able to play for a great organization, a great team, and it lasted for a long time. And so I know that I'm blessed, and I'm rejoicing that I have the opportunity to play for the Philadelphia Eagles.
How are you feeling physically and health-wise? I know you had a couple of concussions back in 2009. I saw an interview with Dan Rather that you were saying that that was something that was on your mind when you were still playing. How do you feel today, health-wise?
I feel great. My health is fine. I don't have any complaints at all.
That's great to hear.
My body is feeling pretty good.
Awesome. What's next for you, Brian? I know you're doing some hosting at Sirius. What do you have planned now that you have some more free time on your hands in retirement?
I'm still 975 ESPN station in Philadelphia. I have some ESPN radio and TV obligations as well for fantasy football on Sundays. I'll be doing a show with Comcast on Mondays in Philadelphia as well as Sirius Radio on Sunday's evening as well. And so I'll be busy doing a little bit of analyst work and just trying to stay on top of and stay with football.
You know, a lot of your former teammates are doing that kind of stuff too. I feel like more than around the league, a lot of guys go into that, but I think more are coming out of Philadelphia. Is Andy running some kind of media training thing on the side in there or something?
You know what, you know how Coach Reed is, and so he doesn't talk to the media very much at all. So
yeah,
I don't
noticed.
Think that he was running any media training, but at the same time, I think we have a lot of smart guys that came out of Philadelphia, guys that could get it done.
We're talking to Brian Westbrook here on the Sports Bash. Brian, a 9-year career, 8 years in Philadelphia. I know the moment that everyone points to, and you pointed it to it in your press conference, is that punt return against the Giants in 2003. It's week 7. You guys come in at 2-3. You're losing 10-7, a minute and a half left in that game. Offense has one first down in the fourth quarter. I remember watching that thinking, man, he better take this all the way or at least into field goal range. The offense isn't getting anything done. What were you thinking standing back there before fielding that punt? Was that on your mind that the offense couldn't get anything going?
Well, I knew we had struggled all game, and so at that point I was just trying to get us to where we can have good field position for a possible field goal situation, and so any ball that we could return would help us. And so luckily we got a pretty decent kick, caught it on the bounce, and from there I had 10 guys doing a great job blocking, and it was kind of the rest was history.
You know, I was watching that replay again last night, and at the end of the replay, you go to toss the ball to the referee, and then the TV broadcast cuts away. Then they show you again on the sideline, and you have the ball. So I want to know what happened there. Did you give that ball away for a minute and then run back and get it, and where is that ball now?
I think the guys can use it. It was a great moment. It was one of the defining moments for myself. And so I think one of the guys on the team came back to me. My house right now.
Hey, what was that last thing you said, Brian? You broke up.
But it's up in my house right now. I have it in my office.
Excellent. I'm curious about this, too. DeSean Jackson had a punt return in 2010 against the Giants that gets compared to yours a lot. There were similar situations and plays, although the Eagles were tied in that one and not trailing. Now, you were with the 49ers then, but you guys had played on a Thursday. Did you happen to be watching that game?
I was watching that game.
What was going through your mind?
Well, I was happy that he scored, but DeSean is an explosive player, a guy that can get things done, and I'm not surprised at all. I've seen him do so many of those similar things that I was not surprised, but I'm glad that he scored, and it was an exciting play.
We're talking to former Eagles running back and return man Brian Westbrook, and I know that's the moment that first jumps out at you from your career. What are some of the others that really stand out, whether they're on or off the field, from your time in Philadelphia?
Just spending time with the guys, spending Monday nights watching the games with the guys, and spending a lot of time on the road with the guys, and enjoying that. There's been so many times and so much time spent with guys up at Lehigh, guys in the locker room, or even off the field stuff. It's one of the great memories that I have, and knowing that I've built great friendships throughout that time in Philadelphia is a great thing for me.
One thing you mentioned during your press conference yesterday, Brian, was that, you know, when you talked about how you might be remembered, you mentioned, you know, DeMatha High School injuries, Villanova injuries, you mentioned your size, people saying you'd be a return man. How much were you motivated by people telling you you couldn't overcome this or you couldn't overcome that?
Well, I was very motivated by that. So many people doubted me. So many people didn't think I could get it done. I was able to overcome a lot of adversity and be able to be very successful in the NFL. And so, for me, it was a great thing. I'm excited about it. And I just used those continued haters and doubters to really motivate myself to be the best player I can be.
Ryan Messick here with Brian Westbrook on 97.3 ESPN FM. You know, a lot of the guys from that team now obviously winding down their careers. We had Brian Dawkins at the NovaCare Complex with his retirement ceremony not too long ago. When you look back to that Eagles team that you were on from the early to mid-2000s, what do you think the legacy is of that team?
Well, a team that had a lot of good players, a lot of victories, which the game is all about. We fell short of our goal, but we had a lot of wins and a lot of things good for that football team and a lot of great times for the city of Philadelphia. And so it was great to be a part of it.
Now, I know when your time in Philadelphia came to an end, you had wanted to stay in Philadelphia. It was March 5th, 2010, when you were released by the Eagles. What do you remember feeling on that day, knowing that chapter was coming to a close?
Well, you feel down. You're not quite sure where things will lead you. You're not quite sure what the future will hold, but there's a sense of sadness because you're leaving all of your friends and all of the people that you've been a part of for so long. So that part is sad, but at the same time, you know that you have some football left in you, and because of that, you're excited about your future as well.
You said yesterday that, you know, coming back here meant a lot to you, I know, and you mentioned that when you're playing in Philadelphia, people tell you it's a great organization to play for, and you know it to some extent, but going away really makes you aware of that. And the 49ers, I mean, that's a team that is definitely one of the top teams in the league, historically one of the better franchises to play for, I would imagine. What is it that makes this Eagles organization so special to play for?
Well, it's the coaching staff, it's the ownership. Collectively, they do a great job of bringing in the best players and taking care of the players that they have there now. It's a small thing. The weight room, the locker room, the lounge for the players, the training room, the lunch room, all those types of things add up to players having a good experience, and I had a great experience in Philadelphia.
You know, now that you're on the other side of the microphone doing some analysis, let me throw you a question related to that. A lot of people have comparing this year's team on paper, and I know those are the key words here, on paper, but people are comparing them depth-wise and talent-wise to that 2004 team you were a part of, so you're in a unique position to make the analysis here. Which team would win head-to-head, 2004 or 2012?
Well, the 2004 team proved to be one of the best teams in the NFL. Offensively in the top two for as production, defensively in the top five as production goes. Special teams-wise, we were very, very high ranked in the top 10 of special teams. I don't know that this Philadelphia Eagles team will be that in all of those things and all of those categories this year. They definitely have talent. They have guys that can play. We've yet to see them play all together yet. And at some point, for this team to be better than the 2014, they have to bring all those components together. The speed on the outside, on offense, great running back, great quarterback, a good offensive line. On defense, two great corners and a great defensive line all together to work as a unit and as one to be able to beat a team like the team we had in 2004.
So ultimately you're going with the team you were on, right?
Of course.
You've got to. Talking to Brian Westbrook here on 97.3 ESPN FM. I know you've served as something of a mentor to LeSean McCoy. When we talk to him in the locker room, he brings you up a lot, talking about, B. West taught me this or that, or I still talk to him. When you look at him, do you see any of yourself in him on the field, any of your moves that you've taught him?
Well, I just see a great athlete, and I don't really look back and say, hey, I taught LeSean this and I taught LeSean that. I think LeSean was a great